I've never seen a dead man brought to life. I've never seen water turn into wine. These are the beginning of a song that has a chorus that goes like this. I'm just praying for a miracle. Walking through a garden of burning bushes, looking up to heaven for a sign. Walking through a garden of burning bushes, looking up to heaven for a sign. Burning bushes, you may know, is an allusion to the story of Moses where he meets God and God says, I am who I am. And it's a bush that is not consumed by the fire. Now, I think the purpose of the song is for us to think about that. After all, many of us think that if we walked by a burning bush, you know, that wasn't being consumed by fire, we would easily see it. It would get our attention. Even if we were engrossed in our smartphones, we still wouldn't necessarily miss a burning bush. Yet I think back to my life. I think how many times I've missed something because I've been looking up at heaven for a sign, and have missed the signs that have been all around me. How much of my faith life has been dependent on expectation? How I never really lose that little bit of me that's still that 3, maybe 4-year-old, if I'm lucky, who wants things my way. And if it's not my way, it's not the way it's supposed to be. So yeah, I've looked up to heaven, just like I'm sure most of you have, saying, what's up, God? How come you're not working out the way I want you to work out? I love to have conversations with God, especially when I take on the role of advisor. It doesn't really work out too well for me in the end, though. Because the reality is, we're just like those disciples on the ascension. Now think about this. All the stuff they had been through with Jesus. They had seen water turned into wine. They'd seen a dead man come to life. They had seen blind people get their sight. And yet, through all this, all the teachings of Jesus, their expectations were still off. When it comes time for the ascension after 40 days, they'd seen resurrection, they'd seen it all. And they still had expectations that Jesus was going to be that Messiah that was going to restore the kingdom to Israel. What they were asking was, can it go back to the way we want? After all, we'd replace Judas. There's 12 people back to represent the 12 tribes of Israel. Everything's in place, Jesus. We're just waiting on you. And then Jesus does something. Jesus does what Jesus often does. And thanks be to God, doesn't listen to us. Knows better for us. Just when they think they're on the edge of what they want, what they imagine as something great, the disciples see Jesus ascend into heaven. Imagine what was going on in their heads. as they watched Jesus ascend up to heaven. Now, I don't think it was like a lot of those wonderful, beautiful, medieval, wonderful paintings where there's clouds and everything and it just looks like this great scene. I imagine, at least in my head, who knows, I could be wrong, but I imagine 12 people sitting around watching Jesus ascend into heaven and slowly disappearing with a simple cloud. And Jesus says, "This is the way that I will return." No, strike that. That's actually what the angels said. And I've always wondered how long it took these angels to come. How long were they looking up at the sky before the angels finally came down? Could have been 2 minutes. Could have been 20 minutes. How long would you stand looking up at the sky? And finally, angels come down. Angels just mean messengers. Messengers from God. Perhaps you've had those messengers in your life that have smacked you upside the head with an equivalent spiritual 2x4 to say, "Hey, quit looking up there. Look around." That's where Jesus is. If you're looking for a superhero in the sky, you're part of the wrong faith. Because Jesus is around us, and dare I say, among us. We need those messengers in our life to tell us that. Maybe I can be bold enough to be that messenger for you today. Maybe, now I'm going to go on a hunch here, maybe life isn't working quite the exact way that you would want it to work. I have a sneaking suspicion that that might be true for some people in this congregation. And in fact, just this, not just this congregation, but congregations all over the world. Perhaps you're feeling frustrated. Perhaps you're feeling abandoned. Well, if that's so, then I beg you, I implore you, stop looking up. Change your orientation. Look around. Now, I'll be the first to admit it's not a perfect world out there. And it's easy, especially if you watch all the news and everything else that's going on, to be bombarded. But I also know that if we attune our eyes and attune our senses, there's hope out there as well. This is not being Pollyanna and ignoring all that's going around, yet it's also something different. Recognizing a God that works among us. Opening our eyes to see the burning bushes that are around every single corner. So this Feast of Ascension, men of Galilee, people of St. Thomas, be on the lookout for God. Quit looking up and instead look around. You might just be surprised what you see. Amen.